Now, if you are one of the many people dragging your feet to take down your holiday lights, here's a little advice from 97-year-old Ethel Thomas, the grandmother of KNAU's Ryan Heinches.
There's nothing as over as Christmas.
And that is why a growing number of professionals have found a lucrative niche putting up and taking down lights and decorations. While you might not have the time and energy to do it, they certainly do for the right price. Ryan has this report.
Bradley Tremper is 30 feet off the ground, scuttling across the metal roof of a Flagstaff apartment building. He plucks a magnetic string of lights from the edge and meticulously wraps it onto a spool. It's one of the easier jobs of what he calls the takedown season.
Today is not too bad. It's 55 degrees and sunny, but most of the time it's pretty brutal taking lights down. Oftentimes I'll be using a chisel to get lights out of ice and gutters.
This is just one of dozens of commercial and residential clients of Tremper's business holiday cheer. Small jobs start at a few $100s, while more elaborate displays cost a lot more. This holiday season, the Flagstaff Downtown Business Alliance paid him about $10,000 to light up nearly 50 trees, and then, of course, take the strands down. It keeps him pretty busy.
A lot of the times I'll try to set up lights so that when they come down with enough force at one end, it's like dominoes, and all the lights will just come down in one swoop.
The takedown season lasts until February, and Tremper needs every bit of that time to disassemble his work. From humble Charlie Brown displays to Clark W. Griswold setups you can see from space. In the 5 years he's been hanging lights, demand for what he does has grown significantly.
And I definitely have seen more signs for other companies doing this, so I think there are more people doing this. Our small town's grown into a big town, and there's a lot more people wanting to have their lights put up.
There aren't any definitive numbers for the national industry, but professionals across the board say it's growing rapidly. Companies are popping up in nearly every state as people have less time to deal with a giant inflatable Frosty the Snowman or Santa and his entire team of reindeer. Dustin Mast owns the Flagstaff franchise of the national company Christmas Decor.
The industry's, it's at, I would say, probably at its peak right now from what we've seen. We had a double-digit growth year after year.
The corporate office reports nearly 15% annual growth since 2012 in 300 markets throughout the U.S. and Canada. Mast believes the numbers speak to people's busy lives, and it's just a lot safer to have a pro climb around on your roof. It's a lot of work, and it continues long after the holidays are over.
We're expecting to get done with our takedowns probably in about another week and a half, 2 weeks. Right now, I'd say we're probably about half done with our properties and with our clients.
Demand for professional holiday lighting isn't just limited to homes and businesses. Local governments are getting in on it, too. Coconino County spent nearly $3,000 this season, and the city of Flagstaff shelled out about $21,000. It's part of what keeps pros like Bradley Tremper and Dustin Mast looking ahead to 10 months from now, when it'll all start up again. For KNAU, I'm Ryan Heinches.
Shine on life, let it shine on me. Shine on your love light, let it shine on me. Let it shine, 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 let it shine. I get a little lonely in the middle of the night. I need you, darling, to make things all right. Come on, baby. Come on, please. Come on, baby.